At the end of the parasha, they tell Yosef, your father told us to tell you that you shouldn't hold things against us. Rashi says they lied. But you're allowed to lie for peace. Rashi uses a gentler term. Rashi says they changed in order to maintain the peace, because Yaakov never said that, because Yaakov trusted Yosef. He didn't think he had to say it. Yaakov knew Yosef wouldn't do such a thing. How awesome, says Rav Chala. Even though when you read the Pasuk, it sounds like they were telling the truth. Chazal say, you know how bad it is to suspect someone they're going to be evil? You know what it does to a person when you tell them, I suspect you can be evil? And so Chazal say, don't read the Pasuk the way it reads. Yaakov Avinu did not suspect Yosef would suddenly turn into an evil person just because Yaakov died. And so Chazal said, no, you learn a different concept here. You learn how you could change the truth for the sake of peace. Because Chazal could not have us read the Pasuk and think that Yaakov Avinu entertained the thought or was willing to suspect Yosef of becoming an evil person after he died. And here we learn how critical it is to suspect someone else of doing something wrong. How critical, how destructive it is. That's why Chazal take a Pasuk that reads as simply, yeah, Yaakov was concerned. Now that he's not around, maybe Yosef will end up paying back the brothers for everything they did. Say Chazal, no. Yaakov wouldn't suspect such a thing, because that would be hurtful and destructive to Yosef.